4 years ago, Linda Barbera gave her left kidney to her sister. The surgery went well, but since then there have been a lot of other health problems in the family.
We've had a few strokes in the family. We've got diabetes. We've got high blood pressure. We've got some other heart conditions, a few heart attacks.
That's some serious stuff. Linda thinks a lot of it has to do with the way her family eats. Lots of salt, fat, and sweets. She's hosting everyone for Thanksgiving dinner and thought this might be a good time to get them all on board with healthier eating. So she sent out a mass email to the family.
So I thought this year, why not give everyone a challenge and make it a healthy Thanksgiving? Really, you know, no fats, no butters, no salts, no heavy creams.
Linda even suggested some recipes. Steamed green beans with lemon zest, fingerling potatoes roasted with fresh garlic and thyme. The resounding response, no salt, no fat, no fun. Someone even said they wouldn't come. They wanted the turkey with gravy, green bean casserole with crispy onions on top, and mom's dumplings with lots of butter. Her brother-in-law, Matt Previtt, is one of those with a heart condition. He and Linda's sister, Sandy Previtt, appreciate Linda's thought, but...
For one meal, for one day, one special occasion, it's not worth it.
How often do we eat gravy? Twice a year. So I'm like, let's do the traditional. Why not? Let's just stick with what it's about. It's people getting together, eating good food. It's one day a year.
So Sandy says, why not have the gravy, have the butter? But her sister Linda says it's not 1 or 2 days a year. Her family, like many, eats fatty, salty foods all the time. That's one big reason why 2/3 of American adults are considered overweight or obese, and diabetes has become an epidemic. So why do we keep going back for more when we know it's making us sick? Linda Spurlock is director of human health at the Museum of Natural History in Cleveland. She says we're hardwired to crave sugar, fat, and salt.
If you did not have the inherited yearning for fat or for sugar and grab it anytime it was available, you probably wouldn't live to reproduce back 2 or 3 million years ago.
But while our ancestors had to smash open bones to get the marrow so they could get the fat they needed, we can just pull up to the drive-thru and order whatever we want to eat. Spurlock says the original Thanksgiving meal was probably a small lean turkey, squirrel, raccoon, and roasted root vegetables.
How it got bigger and bigger and bigger, I have a feeling that it wasn't until quite recently that people had expectations of several different kinds of pie for dessert. And yes, giblet gravy and mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes.
Spurlock says Americans can start eating healthier by training themselves to enjoy the simple taste of vegetables. But she says Thanksgiving probably isn't the time for it. Linda Barbaric has come to the same conclusion.
And I kind of just backed off on it and said, you know, do what you're going to do. I mean, Thanksgiving is about family. I'm grateful that everyone's healthy this year and everyone is here. So I'm just grateful to have Thanksgiving. But I have a feeling there'll be some fat.
For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.